Silence contagious in moments like these. Consume me and strengthen my will to appease. The passion that sparked me one terrible night. And shocked and persuaded my soul to be. Shocked and persuaded my soul to be.
of days. This is the world of violence, stranded for a moment, I'm the ocean of silence, swimming all she can for a while.
Thank you.
drive your chill. Your friends confine you in their worlds. One by one, a string of pearls. Confused, you say, this isn't me. It's my birth, humanity. She's only loose your grasp. Please, the links unto the class. Like the skin that drips down off the tree. Or feels that slowly from your knee. time I got a fish from the stream. Put it in the corner, got it for you. But to this baby, you did for that now. Why don't you just say, please don't do that. The trouble smiles can't be bought. The solar light starts to rot. Was it for this my life I saw it? Maybe it's so weird. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. I just want to thank Hank Williams Jr. for loading us his equipment tonight, his PA and his lights. Hank, he's out there somewhere in the crowd tonight. Hank, thank you very much for loading us the equipment. And we'd like to do the Monday Night Football song now in honor of
him. All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
The square coil of sunset, I keep it in my reach. Tried yesterday to get away and hitchhike to the beach. I saw a sitting on the beach, trying to catch a ray. He wasn't quite the speed of light, and the square coil, it got away.
stop me, let's get through it. I've been on you, I've been on
you. Send on the fuel, better watch out where you go. Take your laser beams away. Send on the fuel, better watch out where you go. Better stop that laser game.
Sound of repulsing. You just say stop. Hit the front button. Sound the hot cow. Holding the gun, look you up, or if you want out, says danger, so come on, so down here, just fall down and hold me.
Send on the fuel, but watch out where you go. Take your laser beams away. Send on the fuel, but watch out where you go. Better stop that laser game.
Set up the fuel, watch out where you go. Take the laser beams away. Set. Song here, then we're gonna take a break. We're gonna try to see if we can do it without the mics here. It's a big room, but we want to take on the challenge. Thanks, everybody. We're going to get a special guest out here to sing this next song. We're very excited about this. Could you please give a warm welcome for Allison Kress?
Take me to another place, she said. Take me to another time.
Take you out. Thank you. I formally apologize for that false start. It's happening, you know, brain farts.
Okay, Fish wants to play this one, so we'll play this one. It's been a while since we played this one. It was a strange day indeed, the day that this took place. I remember it well. It all happened in my neighborhood, because I live in a little suburban area back in New Jersey. That's actually where I grew up. And what most people don't know is that when you're driving through the Garden State Parkway and the Jersey Turnpike there in New Jersey, which is right near where I grew up, you see, a lot of factories and all this awful highway of hate that got all this stuff and smoke and fire and factories. And of course, on the outskirts of that, you've got suburbs with all these little blocks and towns, which is where I grew up. Also where Paige grew up there in the suburbs of New Jersey. But what people don't realize is that when you get off the highway and kind of start heading up into the direction of the north there, northern part of New Jersey, it turns into a wild, teeming jungle. People are so against, they're driving the highway, they want to get out of New Jersey so fast that they don't even realize that if they just go a couple of miles, it's like a strip of factories. But up in the distance there, there's a teeming jungle of, mountains, up there, mountains of vines and volcanoes and wild animals and people have never been. So that's where this all takes place, the story. Because up in the mountains there lived this weird guy and his strange little dog, and the dog's name was Harpua. And this dog, Harpua, was an awful, evil, mangy hound who lived up in the mountains, and his owner was like an outcast. He lived down in the suburbs for years, but he couldn't get along the normal way of life with all the people that lived in the suburbs, so they kind of pushed him aside. He first became that guy that you see walking along the streets that no one really wanted to talk to if he moved to the other side of the street. It kept getting worse and worse. He'd get meaner and meaner. It got madder and madder to see people pushing him aside like that. So finally, he moved up into the back mountains of the jungles of New Jersey, the teeming jungles of New Jersey, with his dog Arcula. And he sat up on top of the mountain there, looking down the suburbs below, and he just kept getting madder and madder as the years went by. Really pissed. Said, "I don't like these people at all. I'm going to do something to get them back." So what he did was he started training his dog to become an attack dog. And over the years, Arcula got meaner and meaner. Really mean. walking along the streets of New Jersey in the little summer, and no one really noticed him because despite his awful mean heart inside, he still just looked like a lost dog. Meanwhile, inside one of these little houses, there lived a little boy, and in this little house he lived, and he lived, and he lived, and his name was Jimmy. Now on this particular day, Jimmy was sitting in his house, and he was sitting next to his cat that he loved so much, his little cat sitting on the couch unit, and Jimmy was playing along with the stereo, and he couldn't decide what to put on that day. He had a couple of favorite albums, and he started going back through the older stuff, and he pulled out The Best of Cream, and he said, should I put that on? I don't know. And he pulled out Stevie Wonder album. He was torn. He couldn't decide which one to put on, so he decided to play them both simultaneously. My little cat, you know, I'm kind of a confused person. I can't figure out which thing to put on my stereo. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, but there's one thing that I know, and that's that I love you, my little cat.
What is it, Dad? that poster. Poster, nutbag.
Cacti!
Leo. Thank you. royal ear.
Ear.
Have a banana. That you want to stay in the jungle. Oh, yes, King Lou. I want to stay in the jungle. Well, then, I'll lay it on the line for you. Now, I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, oh, man, too.
What do we
do? I want to be like you.
I'm too bad.
I want to rock like you. Talk like you.
Yeah. Thank you.